8% of the senior executive service moves to a different agency once while they're in SES. That's according to new research from the Partnership for Public Service and Booz Allen Hamilton. They are suggesting a four-tiered SES classification system. Tier 4 would be for executives who've worked at several different agencies and lead projects across the government. Tier 1 is an entry-level spot where you would first go into the senior executive service. Bob Tobias is director of key executive leadership programs at American University. Bob, it's always good to have you on the program. Overall, what do you think of the way that this four-tiered system would work for the SES, Bob?
I think it's a great idea. I think we need career civil servants who are really qualified to lead interdepartmental teams on issues that cut across the government. And right now we don't have people who, with the experience, the knowledge, and the qualifications to do that.
Now, the four-tier system is something that we've touched on before, you and I. Let's talk a little bit about how it would work. Tier 1's the foundation of the SES pyramid, according to the Partnership Booz study. Tier 2, executives with increased responsibility. They'd have broader responsibility with a greater variety of functional programs, the report says. Tier 3, executives with increased mobility expectations and scope. And then Tier 4, the enterprise executives, as I alluded to when you first came on. How did we get away from the idea that the SES was originally intended for, which was, sounded a lot more like Tier 4 than Tier 1, people who would move around from agency to agency?
Agencies became highly invested in keeping the people that were in their agency in their agency. So they define openings in the SES in a way that other people from other agencies don't qualify. So they want homegrown. They believe that if they invest in these people, they ought to stay with the agency, as opposed to being a government asset and available to agencies across the government.
So that's the stovepipe mentality at work. If we didn't grow it here, it's no good. And rather than this is a very specialized cadre of people who are qualified and expected to go all over the government, and they don't work for the Department of fill in the blank. They work for the federal government more broadly. And that sounds like what the Partnership and Booz are getting at with this Tier 4 group. Am I on target there, Bob?
You are. It's, you know, with my students who are in the candidate development program, those who go out of their agency and into another agency come back with a totally different point of view about the government, about their place in the government, and more importantly, often what they would like to do with their career.
The details on programs like this, though, always are, how does it work at the nitty-gritty level? I mean, we have a sense from reading the Partnership Booz material how it would work structurally. But who is it that decides that I would move from Tier 1 to Tier 2? And this is a rhetorical question. If you don't have a specific answer, Bob, that's fine. But who decides that I'm qualified to move from Tier 1 to Tier 2? Who makes that determination? What are the criteria they use? And am I going to be clear about those when I first go into the SES so that if I move up or if I don't, I understand why one or the other didn't happen?
Tier 1 to Tier 2, Tier 2 to Tier 3 will be in the agency where you first get your appointment. And it will be based on the criteria. There'll be general criteria, but then specific criteria by that agency. Tier 3 to Tier 4, there will be a group across the government that will decide on these folks. Somebody from OPM, former executives, and there'll be a panel and a group that will select those to go from Tier 3 to Tier 4.
So the report says that executive review board would include the DDM at OMB, right now that's Beth Cobert, would also include members of the President's Management Council. It would include Catherine Archuleta, the OPM director, and some former career executives from the federal government. It's like an all-star panel deciding who's going to go in the Hall of Fame, isn't it?
I think it is. And I think that emphasizes the fact that these are government-wide assets, not agency assets.
So what's the incentive then? Well, you know what, though? I guess the incentive issue is removed if it's going to be those folks deciding who the enterprise executives are. But my question was going to be, what's the incentive to push somebody in your agency toward becoming a tier four, toward becoming an enterprise executive, if the possibility exists that somebody will say, yeah, you're terrific, and so we're going to have you go do this and leave the agency you've worked at for however long. I guess then the cynical side of me, Bob, would say, what's the incentive to move somebody up within your agency from tier two to tier three if you think they're really good and it's possible that the Enterprise Review Board will come along and pick them off in a couple of years?
I think if I were running the Enterprise Review Board, I would be looking out across the government at the level threes, and I would be talking to them. I would be encouraging them. I would be helping to develop them in connection with the agency so they wouldn't be the agency holding them back. It would be the enterprise-wide board who would be encouraging them to go forward.
This partnership and Booz Allen report that we've talked about before, Bob, includes a lot of pieces. This restructuring of the senior executive service is just one of them. Can some of these pieces work independently? If there is impetus, if there's incentive in Congress to make this part happen, but maybe not other parts of this, will these pieces work individually, or is this really, are they all part pieces of a puzzle that you have to put completely together before they'll be effective?
Well, I think that's a sort of a tactical and strategic question. I think the module that we're speaking of today, I think, is uniquely possible to make this happen. But the problem would be that those who would support this piece of the whole pie would then drop off and wouldn't be available to help push the entire pie forward. So I think the answer is sort of theoretically yes, but I don't think so strategically. I think you need all of the stakeholders behind this and supporting it. And I believe the administration and Congress. So I think strategically they need to be of a piece, of a whole piece, not a partial piece.
Bob, this is something I know you're passionate about. I always appreciate getting your insight. Thanks for your time today.
Thank you, Francis.